Paul's word stands at the heart of the preaching of Martin Luther and other Reformation leaders. No human beings make themselves right with God through works of the law. We are brought into a right relationship with God through the divine activity centered in Christ's death. This act is a gift of grace that liberates us from sin and empowers our faith in Jesus Christ. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed, and it is attested by the laws and the prophet. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance, he has passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what laws? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from the word prescribed by the law.
The Holy Gospel today comes from John in the 8th chapter. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" And Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. And the slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of our Lord. We are reminded today of what I like to say is our Lutheran bumper sticker. We are justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. In order to fully live into this bumper sticker, we have to remember the history of how this all came into being. Yes, the Protestant churches marked this last Sunday in October as Reformation Sunday, and the historians consider that the Protestant Reformation began with the nailing of Martin Luther's 95 theses to the church door in Wittenberg on October 31st, 1517. Plus, Martin Luther, as a German professor and monk, this helped him focus to form these 95 theses to challenge the teachings and practices of the church, you know, the church, now the Catholic Church, which Luther argued against the notion that salvation was gained through good deeds, and instead suggested that it could be attained simply through belief in Jesus Christ. He argued that the scriptures themselves were the only true form of teachings, and any other directives from the Catholic Church were not necessarily in line with Christianity. Now, he translated also the Bible into his native language of German, which allowed many more people to access it and understand it for themselves. Now, ultimately, Luther's ideas clashed with those of the Catholic Church and then Pope Leo X. In fact, he was excommunicated from the church and was forced into hiding in a remote castle to save his life. This is where he did all his translating of the Bible into German and other languages, and where he fell in love with the book of Romans. Even through all these struggles, Luther's actions inspired others to further the cause of the Reformation of the Church. And just like the days of Martin Luther and John Calvin, who started the Presbyterian Church, and into our church today, we are still struggling to understand the fullness of the gospel of Christ. We have also been unsuccessful in living into the power of the Holy Spirit that is within each and every one of us, given in the gift of baptism. Plus, our culture has grown and taken with this position of power and privilege, especially in our American society. And in doing so, have forsaken those whom Jesus has called us to love the most, our neighbors. So today, as we celebrate the Reformation that began 500 plus years ago, I want to suggest that we are in need of a reminder of the Reformation, and that, believe it or not, we are currently in the midst of being a reforming church and a reforming people of faith, whether we want it or not. In the beginning of 2020, we would have never thought that we would have been gathering for worship virtually online, outdoors in our front lawn, and with a drive-in option as well, all within a few months of each other. And I know, yes, we are trying to work our way back into worshiping inside in our sanctuary again, and we will as it becomes safe. Yet all this reminds me that we have had to reform or make changes to something with the intention of setting it back on the right track or the right path. That's that definition of reformation. And in all these changes, all these reformations this year, at its core, it reminds me that the church is about God's people and the gift of our faith. We have been blessed to gather together and worship, although in many different ways that we never expected. And we have also gathered for Bible studies, book clubs, check-in times, virtual coffee hours, Sunday school, confirmation, youth group, council meetings, and many other opportunities to gather. Like Jesus says in Matthew 18, verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." Even though these have been done virtually and some in socially distant small groups outside, Jesus has been among us at church, in our homes, outside in front of our churches, in our cars, in the parking lot, in our cars, on the go as we have participated in meetings for church or participated in Bible studies. Yes, the church and us in our faith have been reforming this past year. We have learned for sure that it's not our works that make us, it's our faith, our anchored faith. Even in the midst of a pandemic, that our faith in Jesus makes us free, like the gospel text says today. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Yet we don't always understand these verses, and really, we don't want to grasp onto it. Because truth-telling is not easy. Martin Luther told the truth about many things, and even though he never wanted to break away from the church, but he wanted the church to be for the people, not the basilica the Pope wanted to build with the money the people were paying for indulgences to free themselves and their loved ones out of purgatory. Luther knew at his core and through scripture that Jesus' death on the cross took care of all of our sins, and the gift of God's grace and love, that sealed it for us all. This was the core of the truth. And even in Luther's Heidelberg Dispensation in 1518, he defined that call with reminding us of the theology of the cross, that as someone who calls the thing what it is, that kind of truth-telling, that is as necessary now as it was during the Reformation. Truth-telling about ourselves, about our community of faith, and about our community around us, reminding us that even though we're sinners and saints, and about that truth-telling, the truth-telling about Jesus, who forgives us on the cross and redeems us with the gift of grace from God and makes all things new in justice in that gift of reformation. This kind of truth-telling is an essential task for us as Christians In the midst of systematic racism issues in our country, the pandemic, and our crazy election season right now, as we're coming up to it shortly. Plus, there will be a lot of reconciliation work to do in the days ahead. And that is what living out our reformation and being a reformer is all about. A reformer of the church and a reformer of our faith. And our gospel tells us that we are not perfect. And that's okay because we have Jesus to lead our way and to set us free to do amazing work in his name. I tell you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. And the slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. What this means is that Jesus is not calling them slaves of people, but slaves of sin or of mistakes. In John's gospel, they have the inability to recognize Jesus as God's Son, as Christ. Even though the crowd, the believers in Jesus, they do not fully recognize him yet. And we also continue to struggle to recognize Jesus as well today, to recognize Jesus in our midst, like I said, where two or three are gathered. Because we often feel like we have fallen short of the glory of God. You know what I can tell you? We have not. We are just in the process of reforming the church and our faith into what the church is going to look like for the next 500 years. And COVID has just moved it along a little faster than any of us wanted or expected or maybe even felt comfortable in doing. So what does the reforming church maybe look like? It's probably going to contain regular in-person worship when we get back to it safely or when people feel comfortable coming back safely. There's going to be online worship and it's here to stay, drive-in worship, smaller in-person gatherings for people at church and in people's homes, virtual gatherings of God's people, phone calls to check in on one another, text messages to check in, wearing masks to love our neighbor, continuing giving up our time and financial contributions to support the mission of the church and to feed God's people for us. You know, at LCR, it's giving to help those 90 plus people in need to nourish them with meals at the Living Faith community meal on a weekly basis. Also for now, it's looking forward with our open hearts and minds to think about what Advent and Christmas worship will entail and how we will plan for a neighborhood camp this summer and for our local mission trip for our youth this summer. This is part of our current and future Reformation truth of the gospel. May we all continue to live by this truth, the truth that Jesus has set us free, free from sin, sin on the cross, and to continue in his word and to be his disciples on a daily basis, and to be justified by faith, to live by our faith, our reforming faith in Jesus daily, not our works by the law. Because the Reformation tells us, if it tells us anything, it is that God is always at work, reforming and reworking us through the gift of the unfolding of scriptures in our lives. Our experiences of Jesus' hands and feet being at work daily and helping us see them come at work in us. And the continued movement of the Holy Spirit, nudging us and moving us and sometimes kicking us along the way, even when we feel uncomfortable. Yes, God is in the business of change or reformation in the world, in the church, and in each and every one of us. So on this Reformation Sunday, perhaps we can join the reformers in digging deeper into the questions of faith we have, to continue to unpack scripture and to figure out what the Spirit is saying to us anew. Because when we do, we are being reformed to be our very best, ready for the changes God has for the future. So may the ongoing gift of Reformation carry us into the next 500 plus years together, even stronger in faith. Thanks be to God. Amen.